Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to present a very beautiful and noble hadith narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the believer's intense love for God. You know, there's many hadiths and there's many verses of the Holy Quran as well which speak about the love of God. The love of God is one of those very central important and significant Islamic virtues. In fact, some people say that it is the most central Islamic virtue, and it is the virtue that has the ability to eliminate and eradicate all vices and bring the aspirant who desires to ascend spiritually to God to him. Before we get to this hadith from Imam Sadiq, let's look at a verse of the Holy Quran regarding the love of God. In one verse of the Holy Quran, God Almighty says, "Among the people are those who set up compeers besides Allah, loving them as if loving Allah. But the faithful have a more ardent love for Allah, though the wrongdoers will see, when they cite the punishment, that power altogether belongs to Allah, and that Allah is severe in punishment." Regarding the love of Allah, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, "Man's faith in Allah will not be pure until Allah becomes more beloved to him than his own self. His father, his mother, his children, his wife, his wealth, and all people." So this hadith, it talks about the sign for the purity in God's love or the love of Allah. Because obviously there is no person, no human being who doesn't have some sort of love for God. You know, there's a very famous hadith narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who said, "Kullu mawludin yuladu alal fitrah," that there is not a newborn baby that is born except that it is born on the divine nature. And when the Prophet was asked about this, he said it is the belief in God's unity. So intrinsically and essentially, all human beings, they have this intrinsic love for God. Due to the fact that we live in this world and we become preoccupied with the concerns and affairs of the world and everything connected to it, sometimes layers and curtains come upon this love, and to use the terminology in this hadith, it loses its purity. It becomes tainted with the love of the world and the love of things connected to the world. Right. So the Imam says that if we want to know whether a person's love is pure and is untainted and is solely for God, you have to see whether God is more beloved to him than these people that he mentions, himself, his father, his mother, his children, his wife, his wealth, and all other people. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the love of God in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد